Following a three-year pause on dropping Alaskans from Medicaid during the COVID pandemic, the state health department is now changing how it processes renewals to keep more people enrolled. The goal is to reduce the number of people who are disenrolled for procedural or paperwork reasons. That's after more than a third of Alaska's Medicaid recipients were procedurally disenrolled in the first 4 months following the COVID pause, many for problems with their mailing addresses. And a lot of those disenrolled are actually still eligible for Medicaid, but require more paperwork. Medicaid is federally and state-funded, state-administered health insurance for Americans with lower incomes and disabilities. It serves about a third of Alaska residents. State Public Assistance Director Deb Etheridge says, moving forward, the department will process Medicaid renewals by individual instead of by family unit. That means if an entire family's coverage cannot be automatically renewed, it could be renewed for some family members, and Etheridge says Medicaid disenrollments are paused again, temporarily, so the department can go back through paperwork for families who've already been disenrolled.
We needed to really look deeper to see if a member in that household could have remained eligible without further paperwork.
Etheridge says in the past 3 weeks, the department has re-enrolled more than 400 children and 200 adults who were previously disenrolled. She says the pause will continue until they can comb through the paperwork from all of the families that were disenrolled since the processing started in May. Soon, Etheridge says, the department will get more detailed demographic data about who is being procedurally disenrolled. That may change the way they reach out to people who need to renew.
We're going to be able to be more strategic in how we do some of our outreach and really see if there's areas of the state that need additional support.
Etheridge says the department has reopened their Bethel office so people can renew or apply in person, and in November, they're hoping to reopen more of their offices around the state, which were closed due to COVID, for in-person renewal applications.
We are being diligent and trying to make sure that individuals remain on Medicaid if they're otherwise eligible. And please open your mail. We are going to change the envelope so it's a little bit brighter and so it stands out.
Etheridge says the department is also encouraging healthcare providers to talk with their patients about Medicaid renewals.